So Wednesday night, the legislative session ended after 121 days, and it ended without passing an annual budget. And then Governor Bill Walker called for a special session to start on Monday. And the special session will mainly focus on passing the state budget and a way to pay for it.
Yes, it came down to where there needed to be a funding source to pay for the operating budget because we're in a deficit. But the amount of money, I'll just use approximate terms, the amount of money that has to come out of the constitutional budget reserve, a savings account, would have been about $3 billion. But that requires the consensus of 30 legislators in the House and 15 in the Senate. The Senate would have not been a problem because they have a supermajority. But in the House, there's only 26 majority members and one independent lone minority member, and then the minority of all Democrats of 13 couldn't come to conclusion. And so by the Constitution, we gaveled out, and the governor called us back in starting on Monday, like you said. And that is one of the bills that's on the call. There's several others. We're starting over, and hopefully we'll get it done here soon.
So if things couldn't be passed in 121 days, is there hope that this can be passed before the next fiscal year is due to start?
Well, sure. That's the intent, is that the Constitution requires one thing, and that's to pass a budget, an operating budget. We don't have to pass other bills that change the laws, but we do have to pass a budget. And by the governor putting, he put on items on the call. Those are the only items we can deal with. All other bills that were introduced in the first session and the second session, they're all dead. So that's why when we say we're starting over, is the governor will introduce a bill, for example, for the operating budget. It won't be House Bill 256. It'll be a different House Bill number. And then the same with the mental health trust program, capital projects, a new bill on changing the permanent fund, a new bill on oil and gas tax credits, new bill on mining, new bill on mining, fisheries, and motor fuel tax. But the last two that he's introduced are really interesting bills. One is, let's settle up the issue that we have for foster kids, especially between the Office of Children's Services and ICWA. And then another one is a placement of child in need, foster care. It's a big list, but it's small in comparison to a regular session when we could have 300 bills that are trying to work through the process.
And all these are going to have to go through committees again, right?
In each respective legislative body, the bills will be read across and they'll be signed committees. And then it's, for example, the operating budget will go to finance. Changes to the oil and gas credits will go to resources and finance. And so it's important that you do that because the governor can write these new bills differently than the old bills. So, yes, it is. It will be a legislative session, but with a limited items on the call.
And is there anything else you want to add?
Well, there was good things that happened this year besides the ones that we needed to do. We did pass an omnibus crime bill. That was a good thing. We had in the capital budget some really good numbers for the region. There was money for the Bethel Airport. There was money for the Antioch Airport. There was road money for Bethel. There was some school money for a couple of places around the region. And I thought that was, well, I know it's fairly remarkable because we're in such strict fiscal times. Of course, the one that has affected a lot of kids in the Bethel system is at 7.1 that the governor introduced, of course, myself and Lyman supported and fought for, is to build a central cafeteria at the high school. But those things will have to be redebated, but fairly confident. I don't want to be overly confident, but I think those items will probably come through again on the operating budget.
Well, Bob, thank you so much.
All right, Anna Rose, appreciate you taking the time.